couple of really good questions and ask Catherine. Let me give it to you. Catherine, I'm a young male who's just graduated from college. I've read a lot about the prevalence of BPAs and synthetic estrogens that seem to have a presence everywhere in modern life, from various plastics to meat products and other foods. I've observed other males my age appearing to acting feminine. Their physical appearance to me would suggest that these types of synthetic estrogens appear to be impacting them. For example, a lot of young people have very skinny arms and soft faces. Do you believe that these types of estrogens may be deliberately designed to influence behavior and appearance in males? There are historical statements made by people like Charles Darwin that would suggest that these methods were speculated about long ago. To this, I speculate that the application of technotronic weaponry like HARP may work in tandem with what I've mentioned to influence both the physiology and physicality of males. This may also be a factor that explains the sub-replacement fertility levels in the West. Do I understand the details of what they're doing? No. Do I think they're doing this kind of engineering? Yes. Are they doing this specific one? Probably. But things can always be more complex than that. But I do think that the policies regarding health on the broadest level are manipulated in these ways, unfortunately. And particularly if you look at the history of what's and the evidence of what's going on with vaccines and autism, that's probably one of the clearest cases that sort of undergirds what I think your premise is. Hi, I'm a new subscriber from Canada. I found you via this blog. I enjoy your interviews and your sense of humor. I have an interview suggestion for you. Thanks for doing what you're doing. Okay, we're going to take a look. And again, thank you all for great interview suggestions. Please keep them coming. It seems to me that their control over, he means the powers that be, over what gets reported in the media, the powers, given their control in the media, the powers that be could make the problem of Watergate go away for Richard Nixon if they'd wanted to. With this in mind, do you think they decided they wanted to get him out of office? Absolutely. Yes, they could make Watergate go away. If anything, they created and fed it. And yes, they could have made it go away. And absolutely, yes, they wanted to get him out of the office.